It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. District 2, Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell is joining us on the show today because there's a lot going on in his district when it comes to planning and projects in areas around Soulsbyville and Mono Vista that will shape the future, what it looks like for that part of the county. Supervisor Campbell, good to have you back in.
Oh, BJ, it's always a pleasure.
So before we got started, you told me that there was a bit of an industrial and commercial renaissance in North Tuolumne County, your district. So I'm curious what you mean by that and if you can explain a little bit.
Well, absolutely. BJ, it's an exciting time to be a supervisor in Tuolumne County. And the part of Tuolumne County that I represent, District 2, is roughly approximated by North Tuolumne County. So if you think of the communities of, you know, Soulsbyville, Willow Springs, Crystal Falls, Cedar Ridge, Phoenix Lake Estates, those are all in District 2. And traditionally, this area for much of our county's history has been thought of kind of these are bedroom communities. People go there to have a home and stay and sleep and have their family life. But all of the work and commercial activity takes place, you know, either in Sonora or Columbia or other parts of the county or even outside the county in a lot of cases. But we have kind of a burgeoning commercial and industrial revolution going on kind of right in the center of our district. So if you think about Longway Road, we have a lot of timber companies and fire fuels reduction firms that have been based out there for a long time. You know, Mike's Mowers was there forever in it. But right along that strip, we have several warehouses that are producing high-end medical and industrial materials. So like there's Arch Medical Solutions, there's Essential Medical and Life Sciences. They're all based on Longway Road, and they're producing these very, very expensive medical equipment that's used in dentist's office and doctor's offices and in hospitals. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. And we're actually at a point where we're running out of warehouse space for the amount of demand that there is in that part of Tuolumne County for these types of high-end manufacturing jobs. So what we're trying to do is look toward the future and get people kind of thinking about what do they want this part of North Tuolumne County to look like in the years forward. Because, I mean, I will not mince words. There are tremendous opportunities right now for our county to leverage some of these advantages that we have and make sure that we have jobs for the next generation coming up, that kids that are graduating high school stick around because there are opportunities here. And a lot of them are based in, you know, science, math, high technology type careers.
It's great to see those new industries come in. There was some recent discussion about Title 17 and zoning. How does that all tie into this overall conversation?
Yeah, well, Title 17 is an enormous document. And to understand what that relates to, if you think of the county's general plan, which most of us are familiar with, it's a big map that shows all of the parcels of property all throughout the county. And, you know, you'll see some sections that are commercial, some that are industrial, agricultural, residential, all those kind of things. You think of a SimCity map. That's what the general plan is. I don't know. Do people play that game anymore?
I don't know. I haven't heard about it in several years.
Okay. Well, one of those games where you design.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah. I guess that outed myself as a nerd. Mm-hmm. But so if you think of one of those games where you design a city, that's what the general plan is. And that's a major tool to design how your community is going to look for 10, 20 years in the future. What Title 17 is, that is the rule book that goes with the general plan. So what types of development are allowed and what types of zoning? What is the process to get your project built? What kind of rules are in place when it comes to green space or your proximity to housing, noise regulations, all that kind of stuff is covered in Title 17. That plan has not been substantially updated in decades in Tuolumne County. And so just recently, the Board of Supervisors approved a major update to Title 17. And it's a major achievement, I think, for this board and for this county, because the goal with the Title 17 update from the outset has been to streamline development, make it easier for people to build houses, for people to start businesses, and to make our county a more a more business-friendly, a more development-friendly community without losing the character that, you know, we are and we will always be a rural, small-town kind of community. But I think the idea that we're going to stay the same forever, I think is pretty short-sighted. And we have to be looking toward the future. We have to lean into some of these changes in the broader economy of our state and our country. And the first place to do that, and I would say the most effective way that local government can do that, is things like Title 17 update.
Getting into some other topics, you know, the Willow Springs market spot has been sitting vacant for a while. What is kind of on the horizon there?
So that's a heck of a story. So when the Willow Springs market closed, and don't quote me on the date, I think it was around 2009, somewhere in there. Basically, what the owners did was they just threw a padlock on the door. There was food still on the shelves. It was just closed, and they walked away from it. I don't know what all the background was of why that was and why it remained vacant for so long. But fortunately now that the Willow Springs Market, which sits on Silsbyville Road right off the Highway 108 freeway, it's kind of like across from the outpost out there, that property was purchased by the same group that owns the Columbia Deli, very experienced at developing, you know, small town markets. And it's going to be a small restaurant, small market, deli kind of business right there in Willow Springs. And that should be opening any day now. So it's a pretty exciting thing, because we have in that part of Tuolumne County, there are very few options if you want to go to a restaurant, or if you want to go, you know, get groceries, or, you know, pick up a six pack of beer or something like that. So it's something that it's almost a food desert in that area. So we're really excited that we have some more options coming in.
Yeah, it seems like something's really just been missing in that community since the closure of that market. So it'll be nice to see some new activity.
A lot of things are missing in that community. I think that one of the things we've struggled with in North Tuolumne County is advocating for ourselves. The way state grants, federal grants work is oftentimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And I'm trying to be the squeakiest wheel on this side of the Sierra, you know, because I think that we haven't done an effective job of advocating for ourselves. Because I think these communities view themselves as just bedroom communities and haven't been looking necessarily at the commercial and jobs side of building a community. So we've lost some of that identity. And so I think there's a big push, particularly in Soulsbyville, of getting some of that identity back. I mean, Soulsbyville used to be defined by the mills. And once we lost the mills and the mines, and I think we lost some part of our identity. And so now what I hope we can do is retain that identity of our past, but also look toward the future and the new types of job markets that are available to people. And there are a lot of people in Soulsbyville, I think, are working really hard to make that happen.
With new emerging markets coming online, you know, how concerned are you with that housing issue of just finding places for people to live?
It is the single largest hindrance to economic development in our county right now. We have people that are wanting to start businesses, that are wanting to create jobs and create new types of exciting industries in Tuolumne County, but there are not enough places for the employees to live in Tuolumne County right now. And there are that's one of the main reasons why the Title 17 update is so important. It's streamlining that process so that groups like the group that owns Dodge Ridge Ski Resort, they have a tremendous issue finding workforce housing for their seasonal workers. You know, these are not people that are looking for a single family, you know, typical house. It's seasonal work, so you need a different type of housing unit for that just basically doesn't exist in Tuolumne County. So that was one of the major things we tried to update and allow those types of housing options. But if you also look at it, we have the type of housing that our county is made of. You have a lot of sort of low-end housing, whether it's mobile homes or prefabricated homes. And then you have a large number of custom-built homes. everything in between, you know, just sort of your regular three-bedroom, two-bath house that, you know, your typical family just starting out would want, there is very little of that in Tuolumne County. And we need more. If we want to see our county grow and we want to see our kids stay in our community and thrive and give back, we need to see that. We need to see growth in that area above everything else. And I know we've talked about this a lot in the past, but the insurance issue is killing us. I was in a meeting just this morning with our county, with our Rural California Caucus. It's a group of 27 rural counties in California, and I represent Tuolumne County on that caucus. This was the central issue we were talking about, is the fact that none of us, none of our residents have access to affordable homeowners insurance. And frankly, we're just being gouged. And the fact that homeowners insurance is impacting our housing market, I think, is ridiculous. That shows that it is way outside of the scale of what you would expect when, you know, you get people that are looking for a house. They're not thinking about, you know, what color they want their house to be or how many windows or what school district they're in. They're thinking about whether or not they can get fire insurance. And that should not be the first factor that people take into account when they're wanting to buy a new home.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Supervisor Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2 in Tuolumne County. There are a number of projects and happenings in District 2 that will shape some aspects of the future of the county in that area specifically. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area. For family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service, call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're talking with District 2 Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell about some issues and projects in the northern portion of Tuolumne County around Soulsbyville and Mono Vista. Supervisor Campbell, during the last segment, we talked a little bit about the Willow Springs Market, the plans for that facility in the future. Right across the street is Soulsbyville Elementary School, and there's been a lot of kind of traffic concerns voiced in recent times about safety issues in that area. What is being looked at when it comes to safety near Soulsbyville Elementary?
Well, Soulsbyville Elementary, first of all, it's one of the greatest elementary schools in Tuolumne County. So I gotta give them a shout out. But if you've ever been at Soulsbyville Elementary and looked down Soulsbyville Road early in the morning, you know that there's a ton of traffic of people coming in to pick up and drop off their kids for school at pick up and drop off in the morning and in the afternoon. And then mix that with kids walking up and down the highway without a place to go. There's no sidewalks. There's barely a shoulder there. And it's just an unsafe situation. And then if you look right across the elementary school, there's a crosswalk there, but it's this rinky-dink little painted crosswalk. It's really not a safe place for our kids to walk. And so I've been working with people within Soulsbyville, the school, and the community of Willow Springs to put together a transportation and transit needs survey. So if you go on my Facebook page, you can see it there. If you go on Tuolumne County Public Works, you can find the survey. There's a little QR code you can scan. And it'll pull up a map of this area. And it's not just Soulsbyville. It's the entire area up to Crystal Falls and Ridgewood, and including parts of Phoenix Lake Road. And so there are a lot of transit needs in that whole area. So if you live in any of those communities, I would highly advise you to take a look at it. But the purpose of that is to address transit needs. So if there's potholes, if there's a need for sidewalks, if there's need for signage, I would say one of the primary focuses for us has been putting a sidewalk on Soulsbyville Road. I would say Soulsbyville all the way across the highway, connecting with Longeway, because there are restaurants like there's Unita Burrito up there, there's The Outpost, there's Adventure Cafe. Getting kind of those communities where people live connected to be able to actually walk to some of the businesses that are within, you know, a quarter mile of their house, I think it should be a goal for our community. And to their credit, I'd say Caltrans has been really supportive of that. In fact, when they built that section of Highway 108, they built us a nice crosswalk across the highway. But unfortunately, I don't think there was a lot of planning on the county side done at that time, because if you look at this nice state highway crosswalk, it's got all of the bells and whistles. It just dead ends into a ditch when it comes onto the county side of the road. And so we need to, I think our community deserves better than that. And so I think we need to connect the Caltrans portion of the crosswalk up with a nice sidewalk that will allow kids to walk to the school. So I hope people will go on that survey and highlight different transportation issues that they have in that whole area of Tuolumne County.
There's been a lot of talk too about a planned trail from Jamestown to Sonora to Columbia. Are there many opportunities in your district for any type of walking or biking trails?
There's not a lot, to be honest with you. We have the ditch system runs through Cedar Ridge, Big Hill, Yankee Hill up in there, that area. We have some trails that run sort of past Soulsbyville. But honestly, there are very few hiking and biking opportunities in our district, and we need to do something about that.
You know, another project that's in the Soulsbyville area, the Navigation Center, that's been a controversial project in Tuolumne County. Have there been any delays to getting that operational, or is it still kind of on track?
Well, there have been delays. I would say it's on track now. When the project was first outlined by the county, I think what their plan was to hire an independent group to manage it. So something like, you know, Resiliency Village or ATCA or one of these other groups that is experienced with running transitional housing units. When they put out a request for bids, contracts for that's called an RFP, request for proposals, they didn't get any responses back. And so the county kind of had to go back to the drawing board and actually create that position. And so I believe that position is still open, but they're trying to actively hire somebody to do that management, and they will be directly employed by the county. That was the major holdup. I had heard rumors about like the roof wasn't finished and all this kind of stuff. And I don't, none of that's true. The roof has been redone. A lot of the interior of the facility has been torn out and replaced and redone. And it looks really nice right now. We do have monthly community meetings where I'll meet with the homelessness coordinator for the county and then various representatives of the communities in that area. And so we'll just talk about the status of that project. So it's not open yet. That's a long way of getting to that story, is that it's not open yet, but I believe they hope to have it open within the next few months.
When that project was being proposed, there were a lot of people who voiced concerns about safety issues with that project. Are you at all concerned that there could be safety concerns in that area?
Safety, no. I think it's a pretty normal idea that's been tried in other communities and worked quite well. I think it all comes down to the execution. I think if the county holds up the plan and the design of what they intend to do out there, I think it could be really successful. Just like anything else, I'm sure it'll have hiccups in the beginning. Hopefully the county can work through that. And I'm taking a wait and see approach.
You know, moving over to other road and safety issues around Phoenix Lake area, Phoenix Lake Road, is there anything in that area that's being looked at? There's a lot of winding roads and a lot of drivers that kind of push it to the limit sometimes.
Yeah, there are. And there was a major project last year on Phoenix Lake Road to update the safety. So what they did was they striped all of Phoenix Lake Road and put in traffic speed traps, whatever you call them, the signs that post the speed limit. And if you're speeding, then it'll give you a big flashing, scary light. And that's an effort to get people to kind of slow down on Phoenix Lake Road. The speed limit on most of it is 40 miles per hour. And if you're going 60, which I have seen, believe me, it can be a real hazard when you have people's driveways feeding right off of onto the highway. Also up in that area, so a little further up, we have like the Yankee Hill, Cedar Ridge area. Cedar Ridge just had a new road built on Q and Mill Road. But there is this nationally recognized fuels project from Yankee Hill to Cedar Ridge that is just has just been completed, and it's just been an amazing opportunity for our county to get some fuels reduction, get increased fire safety that in that area that really, really needs it. So our county is being our county in North Tuolumne County specifically has been a real focal point of a lot of new vegetation management programs. And I'm really proud to have been a small part in that.
Kind of moving ahead to that season, you have Cedar Ridge, which is, of course, a fire-prone area. A lot of, most all of Tuolumne County is fire-prone. You know, as we head into this season, we've had a lot of rainfall, but it looks like it could be hot again. What kind of message do you have for residents of your area just to get ready for the coming months?
Well, if you're new to Tuolumne County, please go to the county website and look at the Office of Emergency Services page. They have a lot of good information about mapping for evacuation routes, about what to put in a go bag, just things that you're going to need to know if an evacuation order comes out. But overall, if I'm just telling you, if an evacuation is even being talked about in your community, just get out. That makes it so much easier for first responders to focus on fighting the fire and not saving your butt because you decided you wanted to stay in the house when a fire was bearing down on your community. So that's the one message I would want people to say is if there is evacuation order, just get out of your house, take your loved ones, take your pets, take any kind of documents that you need. Hopefully you got all that stuff organized ahead of time and then just go because you can replace things, but you can't replace people.
Need to take one more break, talking with Supervisor Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2 in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host, talking with District 2 Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell in the Soulsbyville area. There's a lot of projects that are kind of in the planning phase and under review and coming online. So we've been going into a lot of those projects on this weekend show. Got into housing as well, Supervisor Campbell, during the earlier conversation. Another big conversation and topic kind of ties into housing is short-term rentals and a study that the county is doing. I'm curious your reaction to that.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I say our county is experiencing a renaissance, it carries with it positive changes and potentially negative changes. And so we need to look at what kind of community we actually want to have in Tuolumne County, because there are opportunities there to make sure that we have enough housing and we have different types of housing for people. But we also want to make sure that if people own properties and they own rental units, that they're able, you know, to do what they want with them. I think we have a very strong private property rights ethic in Tuolumne County. But one of the things that's exciting about the short-term rental survey that's going on right now is I think that issue is something that's been in people's head and maybe in the back of their head for a long time, but there haven't really been the substantive conversations about it, I think, within the community and within communities and what they actually want to look like. So those are starting to happen. I mean, if you go on social media, you can see there's a lot of debate about it. I've gotten a lot of emails. I've had a lot of really good conversations with people in the real estate industry and then people that, you know, the poor people that have to live next door to party houses that get rented out every weekend. And so there's a lot of debate there over whether or not it's a net positive or a net negative thing in the community. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know. I don't know which side of the needle it falls on, which is why I think the survey is extremely warranted. It could well be that, you know, the impacts to services and just kind of the overall feel of these communities that are more tourism communities might outweigh the TOT that the taxpayers get, the transit occupancy tax that comes into the county to pay for law enforcement and fire. But I don't know that. We just don't have the data. And so hopefully we'll get some of that out of this survey.
Yeah, it's interesting. A rather new issue that's kind of evolved in recent years and kind of, as you say, just kind of issues now kind of bubbling to the surface. It's going to be interesting to see where that final decision lies. So.
Yeah, because the question is, it's, you know, people, one of the arguments against short-term rentals is that it's taking away housing from, you know, nurses and doctors and school teachers and the people that, you know, we need to have places to live to fulfill the basic roles of civic life. But if you look at where the Airbnbs and short-term rentals are located, it's not uniformly spread across our county. So they tend to be more focused in like Pine Mountain Lake or in the Twain Heart area, kind of more touristy areas. And so those areas have less of just your basic day-to-day household type homes anyway. But, you know, it's still taking away from the overall inventory of homes for long-term rentals.
Got just a few more minutes left. I understand you're going to have a town hall meeting as well coming up shortly.
I am. I'm really excited. So the first major town hall meeting we've had of the year for District 2 is going to be Thursday, May 2nd at 5:30 p.m. The Willow Springs community has graciously offered the Willow Springs Clubhouse that's in Soulsbyville. And so we're going to be talking about really many of the things we just talked about today, BJ. We're going to be talking about development in North Tuolumne County. We're going to be talking about public works and roads and transit needs. We're going to be talking about the new businesses coming in. We're going to be talking about fire safety. You know, around about May, people should be getting prepared. It's just going to be kind of a good get together, I think, to talk about what we want our community to look like in the future. Again, that's Thursday, May 2nd at 5:30 p.m. in Willow Springs.
You know, if for some reason they can't make it to that town hall and they want to reach out to you about issues facing, you know, something in your district, what's the best way to track you down? I hear the phone ringing right now.
I know.
That might be
I was
a constituent
just
calling you as we speak.
I was actually just getting a call from a planning commissioner, so that might be about one of the issues we're talking about. So the best way to reach me is you can call me on the phone. It's 209-533-5511, or you can shoot me an email. It's rcampbell@co.tuolumne.ca.us, or, you know, probably one of the best ways is just social media. So if you go on Facebook, look for Supervisor Ryan Campbell, I'll pop right up there and you can look at all the things I'm working on and look at what good things are coming out of District 2.
Before we wrap up as well, I believe before I wasn't mentioned in this interview, but you said earlier to me that there was possibly a sign going to be coming up in Soulsbyville at some point.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the focus of the transit needs survey is placemaking. So making sure that Soulsbyville has a clearly defined sense of itself as a community. And things like putting up a Welcome to Soulsbyville sign along Highway 108 so that people know that this is a community. This is a historic town in Tuolumne County. They're called bowl bouts, where you have nice, you know, beautiful native California flowers so that area is beautified, so it's not just an industrial area. And they sound like little things, but they make a huge difference in the way people view themselves and they view the community that they live in.
Well, Supervisor Campbell, it's great having you on today. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, man, BJ. Happy to be here. Come back. Happy to talk to you anytime.
Well, we thank Supervisor Ryan Campbell getting us up to speed on some projects in District 2, the northern part of Tuolumne County in the Soulsbyville area. And again, I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, can you believe it? The Motherlode Roundup is just around the corner. We're going to have some panelists from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse coming in to tell us about everything that's going to be taking place over Mother's Day weekend. That's next week on Motherlode Views. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.